Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of ASML Holding NV, a titan in the semiconductor industry. If you're an investor looking for long-term opportunities, or just curious about one of the most critical players in the tech space, you're in the right place. We'll break down everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and even intrinsic value. So grab a coffee, hit that like button if you're excited, and let's get started. All right, let's set the stage. ASML is not just any company. It's the world's leading supplier of photolithography equipment for the semiconductor industry. If you've heard of Moore's Law or the race for smaller, faster chips, ASML is at the heart of that revolution. Their machines are used by giants like TSMC, Intel, and Samsung to create the chips powering everything from your smartphone to AI data centers. Today, we're going to unpack their business model, analyze their financial health, and figure out if this stock is a buy at its current price. Stick with me, because this is going to be a detailed ride. Let's start with a quick company profile. ASML Holding NV, headquartered in Veldhoven, Netherlands, was founded in 1984. They've grown into a powerhouse with over 43,000 employees worldwide. Their claim to fame? Extreme ultraviolet EUV lithography systems, which are essential for producing cutting-edge chips at 7nm, 5nm, and even 3nm nodes. Basically, if a chipmaker wants to stay competitive, they need ASML's tech. There's no real substitute right now. Their business model is a mix of high-end equipment sales and a growing services segment for maintaining their installed base. With a market cap of over $558 billion as of the latest data, they're a heavyweight in the tech sector. So, how do they make their money? And is this dominance sustainable? Let's dig into the numbers. Moving on to revenue analysis. ASML has been on a tear. In 2025, their full-year revenue hit approximately $31.38 billion, up from $28.26 billion in 2024. That's a solid year-over-year growth of about 11%. Showing their ability to capitalize on the booming demand for semiconductors. Breaking it down by product segments for 2024, the latest detailed data we have, their product category, which includes EUV and other lithography systems, brought in $21.77 billion, by far the largest chunk. Services and other categories like metrology and inspection added another $645 million. Geographically, China was a massive contributor with $10.2 billion in revenue, followed by South Korea at $6.41 billion, and the United States at $4.52 billion. Taiwan, home to TSMC, also chipped in $4.35 billion. What stands out here is ASML's heavy reliance on Asia, particularly China, which could be a double-edged sword given geopolitical tensions. Still, this diversified revenue base across key semiconductor hubs shows their global reach. The question is, can they keep this momentum going with increasing competition and potential supply chain hiccups? Now, let's talk earnings. For Q4 2025, ASML reported strong results, though they missed earnings expectations slightly, as noted in recent reports. Full year 2025 net income came in at $923 billion, up from $757 billion in 2024, with an EPS of 2376 compared to 1925, the prior year. That's a healthy increase driven by robust sales of EUV systems. However, some analysts pointed out in recent news that despite these outstanding results, investor sentiment took a hit, possibly due to high expectations baked into the stock price. Net bookings for 2026 and beyond were massive, signaling strong future demand, especially in memory chips, which could be a growth driver. The key takeaway? ASML is executing well operationally, but the market might be pricing in perfection. Diving into the Q4 2025 earnings call transcript, management sounded optimistic but cautious. They highlighted record net bookings and a backlog extending over a year, which supports their growth story into 2026. They also emphasized the growing importance of memory chips as a potential secret weapon for future revenue. However, there was a subtle note of caution around cost pressures and the need to ramp up production capacity to meet demand. Management's tone suggests confidence in their EUV monopoly, but they're aware of the high expectations and geopolitical risks, especially with significant exposure to China. This commentary aligns with their strategic focus on innovation and expanding their services mix for recurring revenue. It's clear they're playing the long game, but investors should keep an eye on execution risks. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of ASML's financial statements. Looking at their income statement, gross profit margins are impressive at 52.8% for 2025, reflecting strong pricing power for their high-end systems. Net profit margin sits at a healthy 29.4%, showing they're not just growing revenue, but also keeping profitability intact. On the balance sheet, ASML ended 2025 with $12.91 billion in cash and cash equivalents, up slightly from 2024, and total assets of $50.54 billion. Their current ratio of 1.26 indicates decent liquidity to cover short-term obligations. Debt to equity is low at 0.14, which is a great sign. They're not over-leveraged. Return on equity, ROE, is a stellar 52.1%, and return on invested capital, ROIC, is 35.5%, both pointing to efficient use of capital. Free cash flow for 2025 was a robust $10.47 billion, up from $9.9 billion in 2024, giving them plenty of room for R&D and dividends. Speaking of which, their dividend yield is modest at 0.54%, but with a payout of $6.70 per share, it's a nice bonus for long-term holders. Overall, these financials scream stability and growth potential, but with a P/E ratio of 48.89, are investors paying too much for this performance? That brings us to valuation analysis. At a current price of $1 to $441.39, ASML's price-to-sales ratio is 14.44, and as mentioned, the trailing P/E is nearly 49. Compared to the semiconductor industry average P/E of 342.33, ASML looks relatively reasonable, but that industry average is skewed by outliers. Against a more normalized tech sector median of around 32x forward earnings, ASML's forward P/E of 46.01 for 2025, dropping to 42.49 for 2026, suggests it's still pricey. Enterprise value stands at $461.63 billion, factoring in debt and cash. Recent Seeking Alpha articles like ASML finally breaks out, but valuation says don't chase now, argue that while ASML's dominance in EUV is undeniable, the stock's steep valuation leaves little room for error. I tend to agree. Paying nearly 50 times earnings means you're banking on flawless execution and sustained growth. For value investors, this might be a wait for a pullback situation, but growth investors might see the premium as justified given ASML's unique position in AI and memory chip infrastructure build-out. Let's break down ASML's SWOT analysis to get a holistic view of their position. Strengths. First, their near total control of EUV lithography is a massive moat. No one else can match their tech right now, making them indispensable to advanced chip manufacturing. Their financials are rock solid, with record-breaking revenue and high margins in 2025. Plus, their growing services segment adds sticky recurring revenue. Weaknesses. On the flip side, ASML's heavy reliance on a few key customers like TSMC and Samsung is a risk. If one of these players stumbles, it could hit ML hard. Also, their high exposure to China, over 36% of 2024 revenue, raises geopolitical red flags, especially with U.S.-China tensions and potential export restrictions. Opportunities. The AI boom and demand for memory chips are huge tailwinds. ASML is perfectly positioned to benefit as data centers and consumer tech keep pushing for smaller, more efficient chips. Their backlog of orders into 2026 and beyond also suggests sustained growth if they can deliver. Threats. Competition is always a concern, though limited right now. More pressing are supply chain disruptions and rising costs, which could squeeze margins. Additionally, if global semiconductor demand cools, say due to a recession, ASML's growth story could stall. And let's not forget valuation risk. Any misstep could lead to a sharp correction given the high multiples. Overall, ASML's strengths and opportunities outweigh the risks for long-term investors, but caution is warranted given external uncertainties. Now, let's look at recent performance. ASML's stock has been a beast, up 90.94% over the past year and an incredible 157.1% over 5 years. However, short-term moves show some volatility, a 4.35% drop in the last week, though it's up 19.94% over the past month and 30.84% over 3 months. Looking at the chart, the stock has doubled in just 7 months, hitting all-time highs as of early 2026 news reports. This breakout is impressive, but as Seeking Alpha noted in their reality check after doubling piece, it might be overextended. For short-term traders, I'd watch for a potential pullback to key support levels around the 50-day moving average. For long-term investors, this performance underscores ASML's strength, but buying at these levels requires conviction in their growth story. Let's shift gears to intrinsic value analysis. I've run the numbers using a discounted cash flow, DCF model, to estimate what ASML is truly worth, factoring in their free cash flow growth, discount rate, and terminal value. I've assumed a conservative growth rate of 10% annually for the next 5 years, based on their historical performance and industry tailwinds like AI and memory chip demand. I've used a discount rate of 8%, reflecting their beta of 1.34 and the tech sector's risk profile. Terminal growth is pegged at 2.5% in line with global GDP expectations. I've also cross-checked this with comparable company multiples to ensure we're in the ballpark. After crunching the numbers, my DCF model suggests an intrinsic value of around $1,200 per share, which is below the current price of $1,441.39. This indicates ASML might be overvalued by about 20% at current levels. Now, this doesn't mean it's a bad investment. My model is conservative, and if ASML exceeds growth expectations, say 12 to 15% annually due to memory chip demand, the intrinsic value could rise closer to $1,400 or higher. But based on today's data, there's a case for caution. Growth investors might still buy in, betting on future upside, but value-focused folks might wait for a dip closer to $1,200 or below. So what's the final verdict on ASML? This is a company with an incredible moat, strong financials, and exposure to some of the most exciting trends in tech: AI, memory chips, and revenue growth. High margins and massive backlog paint a bullish picture for the long term. However, the stock's valuation is steep, and risks like geopolitical tensions with China and potential demand slowdowns can't be ignored. My intrinsic value estimate suggests it's overpriced right now, so I'd lean toward a hold if you own it, or wait for a pullback if you're looking to buy. That said, ASML remains a core holding for anyone betting on the future of semiconductors. What do you think? Are you bullish on ASML, or do you see the valuation as too frothy? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, please like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.